Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In the shadows of our once verdant world, the remnants of humanity clutch to a barren reality, witnessing the tragic withering of fertile ground beneath their feet. The soil, a darkened tapestry of cracked earth and salt, now gasps in silent yearn for a shred of life. The war for water has been chronicled, its battles etched deep into the annals of our desolate epoch. Yet, a newer, more desperate struggle emerges. The quest to reclaim the last bastions of fertility in a dismal wasteland that once burgeoned with life. Where streams and rivers once sculpted the earth, only the faintest memory of moisture remains. Carrying the echoes of ancient whispers, the soil cries out for deliverance, or perhaps merely for a swift end to its prolonged agony. Our tale weaves through the experiences of the soul tenders, a moniker self-bestowed by the gardeners of survival. Once keepers of floral abundance, they are now the forlorn champions of a failing cause. The tenders recount with dusty breath their dogged endeavors, soil reclamation efforts, laborious terrace farming, and the nurturing of pitiable plantations that barely cling to life. Foremost among their arsenal are the bioengineered superseeds, genetic marvels designed to sprout in hostile terrain. Yet even these stalwart soldiers of sustenance face near insurmountable odds, born from relentless heat and pervasive barrenness. The landscape serves as a canvas for despair, where the battle-weary soul tenders engage in derelict horticulture, their efforts akin to whispered prayers in a thunderstorm of calamity. They speak of soil turned as unforgiving as the scorching sun, and of their diminishing will to wield spades against the encroaching sterility. Among these chronicled struggles, tales emerge of a foreboding group known as the Soil Pirates. These raiders of the remnants scour the land, seizing control of the rare patches of fertility, serving as a grim reminder of humanity's primal descent. In a reflective moment of desolation, a tender poses a question that lingers mournfully in the arid air. If the earth rejects our plea, what refuge is left for its estranged children? We stand, dear reader, at the precipice of desolation, observing the theater of the absurd named agriculture in a time where soil is currency and greenery but a mythic fable. We radiate the ethos of our times, a bleak symphony of ecological calamity, where the solace of growth is but an elusive dream. In the end, the story of the last battle for fertile soil presents not just a cautionary tale, but a macabre spectacle of what occurs when nature's benevolent mantle is cast aside. It urges onlookers to behold the consequences of a world unbalanced, whispering a silent lament for a future hopelessly bereft of the viridian allure that once characterized our beloved Terra.